There's a quiet grief that many spiritual people carry, but they rarely name it. It comes from the feeling that they're always slightly behind where they should be, that if they were more healed, more awake, more disciplined, more faithful, they would finally arrive at peace, that the presence of mistakes means something has gone wrong. But what if nothing has gone wrong at all? What if the soul's journey was never designed as a movement towards flawlessness, but toward depth? We inherit, often without realizing it, a spiritualized version of perfectionism. We tell ourselves that enlightenment should make us calmer, wiser, less reactive, that growth should look like linear improvement, that once we know better, we should do better consistently, cleanly, and without regression. And when life inevitably breaks that illusion, we assume that the fault lies with us. But the oldest spiritual traditions, they don't tell this story. They tell a much stranger one. If we look to the Hebrew scriptures, Jacob wrestles with God through the night and walks away limping. He's not healed, he's marked, and that wound becomes his blessing. If we look to Greek myths in particular, Odysseus doesn't grow wise by avoiding mistakes. He grows wise by making them repeatedly, by wandering, lying, losing his way, suffering the consequences of his cleverness. His education isn't moral purity, it's endurance, humility, and memory. In Christianity, the central story is not about a perfect disciple, but it's about Peter, who denies, who falters, who weeps and returns. Redemption comes not through flawlessness, but through love that survives failure. And in Buddhism, even the Buddha doesn't awaken immediately. He tries asceticism first. He starves himself. He pushes too far. Only when he abandons the pursuit of purity does clarity arise. This pattern repeats everywhere, if we are willing to see it. The soul doesn't mature by avoiding error. It matures by being changed by it. Philosopher Søren Kierkegaard wrote that life can only be understood backward, but must be lived forward. This is not a flaw in the design. It is the design. The soul learns retroactively. Meaning is not available at the moment of mistake. It emerges later, after reflection, after grief, forgiveness, and then integration. And this is where modern spirituality often goes wrong. We try to eliminate the very conditions that generate wisdom. We want insight without the consequence. We want awakening without any forms of humiliation. And we want growth without grief. But wisdom doesn't arise from being right. It arises from being altered, and many mystics understood this. Saint John of the Cross spoke of the dark night of the soul, not necessarily as a punishment, but as a necessary unknowing, a stripping away of certainty, identity, and even self-concept. The soul doesn't become holy by accumulating light, but by learning how to walk when the light disappears. Rumi writes the following, "Try not to resist the changes that come your way. Instead, let life live through you." This isn't advice towards mastery. It's surrender to the fact that becoming it's messy, it's disruptive, and it's rarely elegant. Mistakes are not detours from the soul's path. They are the points of contact with humility, with limitation, with other people's pain, with our own shadows. Without them, compassion remains theoretical. Carl Jung warned that the greatest danger is not darkness, but unconsciousness. The shadow doesn't disappear because we disapprove of it. It disappears when we encounter it honestly, and usually often through failure. A person who has never failed, they might be quite impressive, but they're rarely trustworthy. They haven't been humbled enough to listen. They haven't been broken enough to soften. They haven't lived long enough with the consequences of their own blind spots to recognize them in others. And this is why the soul's education cannot be rushed. Mistakes, they force us to slow down. They interrupt our fantasies. They force a reckoning, and they introduce gravity. And gravity is what gives meaning weight. The soul isn't here to become perfect. It's here to become relational, to learn how its actions ripple outward, how love survives really tough ruptures, how responsibility even feels in life and in the body. Perfection requires distance, but wholeness requires contact. In Jewish mysticism, there's a concept called Shevirat HaKelem, the shattering of the vessels. Creation itself begins in fracture. Light pours into the containers that cannot hold it, and then they break. The work of humanity is not to undo the breaking, but to gather the sparks. This means the brokenness is original. It's not a mistake and it's not a fall from grace, but the soul doesn't fall into imperfection. It begins there, and this changes everything. It means that regret is not the evidence of failure, it's the evidence of conscience. It means that grief is not weakness, it's the proof of attachment. It means that confusion isn't a lack of wisdom, it's often the precondition for it. The spiritual path is not a straight ascent, it's more of a spiral. We return to the same lessons at a deeper level, with different stakes, with different consequences, and different hearts. And every time we think we should be past this by now, the soul might ask a different, maybe a more gentler question. Are you more honest than you were before? Because honesty, and not perfection, is the soil where transformation grows. When we finally stop trying to perfect ourselves, something profound happens. We become more forgiving, more patient, more capable of staying present with complexity, our own and others. We stop treating life like a test that we are failing, and we begin treating it like a relationship we're learning how to be in. And this is why mistakes matter. They teach us timing. They teach us humility. They teach us how much we don't know. And they teach us how to love, not ideally, but more durably. So what do we do with the cracks in our lives, with the mistakes, the stumbles, the moments that we want to erase? We pay attention. We notice them. Not to fix them instantly, but to learn from them. The soul always asks us to stay present in the imperfect, to recognize that every error, every heartbreak, every awkward misstep is a part of our education. It's where resilience, courage, and wisdom are born. Everyone, thank you for joining me for today's episode. I hope everybody's had a great start to the new year, and I look forward to connecting with you more so over the coming months. Take care. Bye-bye.